We have got Kingfish from Jackson Jambalaya on the line, and he is broadcasting live on his way to the Dow Mabel hearing. Kingfish, you there?
I'm here.
How you doing this morning, brother?
All right, traveling down Commerce Street right now. He disappeared. They found his body a few weekends ago, and now the real fun begins, no offense intended, which is everybody's fighting over what to do with the poor guy's body. I mean, you know, a couple of weeks ago, his brother comes into court saying, oh, we don't trust the wife. We don't trust anybody. We want our own autopsy. Now, they got an emergency hearing, and the judge issued this emergency order. But he also asked him, you tell the other side you were having a hearing today? There was like three defendants, okay, public safety and the wife and somebody else. And he said, did you actually tell them you're having a hearing today? Yeah, we told them. We noticed them. Well, come to find out, everybody starts filing stuff in court saying, no, they didn't. Nobody told us about anything. And we got a few things to say about that. So that's what we're going to have this morning, is a hearing on what they had to say about it. And I've got a feeling the judge isn't going to be too happy, because I was sitting right there when he asked them point blank, were they noticed? Were they told about this? Yes, Your Honor. Yes, Your Honor. And they're all saying, no, we weren't. So this might get interesting today.
Kingfish, what do you think is going on with this thing, man? Is the crime lab going to get involved and do an autopsy and actually figure out what the cause of death was?
Oh, crime lab's doing an autopsy right now, okay? They're doing an autopsy. That's being done. All right. No, I mean, and they're already going to do an autopsy. Judge Thomas ordered them to do one, but they're already doing it anyway. So his brother wants to do his own autopsy, but apparently under Mississippi law, guess who has control of the remains? The wife. And she pointed that out. So that's where it's going to get interesting, too, is you got to overcome that part of the law. I think some of this, I'm speculating, okay? I think you got the mayor behind the scenes pushing this little Emmett Till narrative of sorts.
Yes.
You know, and right now, nobody knows what happened to him. Like one person said, oh, he was contusions all over his body. How do you know that? I mean, they had just found the body. They hadn't done an autopsy yet. Sheriff down there in Lawrence County, he didn't do an autopsy. He probably had the coroner just do a quick exam, okay? He didn't have time to do an autopsy. All right?
And as far as
the straight crime lab is probably who would have done the autopsy, huh?
You know, and to your point about the contusions on the body, I'm no dog on this race, but after you floated down the river for a week,
decomposed.
Yeah. Yeah, floated down the river for a week.
Let me put something else to you. And then I know you got a guess, so I'll let you go, but I'll point out something else to you. Remember about 10 years ago, you had that 17-year-old girl in Madison disappear in the woods, and they found her body. Remember 2 weeks later, remember all that?
I do not.
Her body was so decomposed, if you remember, and it was out in the heat in the summer, they couldn't determine a cause of death, remember?
I had to refresh my memory on that one. I don't recall.
Yeah, they couldn't, so, I mean, you could have... Sean can tell you, you can have an advanced stage of decomposition where you can't determine a cause of death.
Well, he did mention that exact thing about this particular case. So it's going to be interesting to see what comes from this.
Well,
because
one problem you do have is there's a reason why you have a lead agency on an investigation. What you have right now is JPD's trying to muscle Capitol Police to the side, do their own. They're basically trying to do two lead investigations at the same time, and it's not going to work. It's just going to make it harder to determine what happened.
Well, sometimes that's by design, right?
You can wonder if you want to, all right?
I always do.
Have a great show today, okay?
Thank you, Kingfish.
Mm-hmm, bye.
Y'all check out Jackson Jambalaya for all the up-to-date Jackson news. Kingfish,